So, it's been a long time since I recorded an audio, but at least 12 months, probably longer, I really don't remember. And I'm recording it now for, I'm using it again because, because I'm about to go into the next stage of therapy that I'm under at the minute, which is a more social sort, group therapy. Coming to the end of a year-long course of more focused, concentrated one-on-one therapy, psychotherapy. And the long story can come on the walk, I guess. The short story is that I want to be able to get out of the house. And I've been slowly kind of trying to do that a little bit more, just into the garden in the last weeks. But I'm going to have to go to group therapy on my own, I believe, because it's a day that my wife can't drive me. And I used to find Audioboo helpful to distract my mind before my most recent breakdown, when Love Fresh kind of grew to a stop. And so I thought I'd try again. I'm at the garden gate now, so this is as far as I've pretty much been outside of the house, apart from going to therapy, in the last 12 months, apart from one walk I had with Claude a week ago. Poppy's with me. She hasn't been out with me on my own for as long as, well, probably the last time I audio booed. I've basically been housebound. I have had social services with a community team that came round a bit about a year ago. It must have been longer since I audio booed because it was about a year ago. Social services were trying to get me more mobile and more active, and they were visiting once a week and just literally walking up the road slightly and a little bit further every week and helping me sort out some techniques to deal with depression a bit and try and be a little bit more active and, dealing with panic and anxieties and things. Anyway, there's a lot to say really in terms of if I'm going to use this as my mental health diary. But fundamentally, I'm now at the bottom of my garden on the lane with Poppy in the field that my house is in, which fortunately for us has been laid to meadow, so we can actually just make use of the fact I don't have to walk past other cottages and stuff. So Poppy, are you going to sit for me? I'll take your lead off. Hey, sit, Pops. Good girl. Stay there. Good girl, stay there. Very good girl. Just going to give her a treat. There you go. Let's go running. And she's off. Yeah. I didn't wholly appreciate the use of Audioboo when I first started using it to get me out of the house when I was in London. I think it's safe to say, judging by the fact I'm in the field by my house, that it's actually more of a useful distraction and means of self-therapy than I ever accounted for. I knew it helped me get out because it just seemed to when I did it. I realise now it was actually just a really good distraction. If you're thinking of things to say into Audioboo, you're not thinking of things to be anxious about. And has experienced anxiety will know that it forms in the mind, obviously. If your mind's occupied doing other things, then there's a lot less room for anxiety to form. So I haven't planned to do this afternoon. I haven't planned to do an audio book or planned to leave the house. Poppy's had a long walk today already. But I have just had a week with Claude. She's had a week off. And it's been really nice. It's very easy when you're housebound to nurture feelings of shame, to kind of feel crippled by your vulnerability and throw in clinical depression and chronic anxiety disorder, and you don't do a lot. This isn't going to be the kind of audio boo that's going to cheer anyone up. It's not even the kind of audio boo that's designed for anyone to listen to. But I was documenting my experience since my first mental breakdown, and I did used to find it incredibly useful. And I've spent the day reflecting on how I can get back to a place where I thought I was very ill, but realise it was only a marginal taste of how ill I could become. Because the last 18 months, or let's say 12 months, because I can't remember. I lose track of time so terribly badly. But certainly, before last summer began, my decline, or re-decline, came dramatically and devastatingly. And let's say I've spent many an hour curled up in a fetal position in a darkened room in between sleep and a waking sleep. Wow. I'm in the middle of the field. And it feels good. Just kind of being conscious of not the need, but the point of holding a mic to my mouth, I guess, is to speak. So just being conscious of putting words out of my mouth is hugely distracting compared to allowing my mind to create imaginary scenarios to feel anxious about. And this feels really good. There's a train. Really close to it. I have to say, it's a really beautiful day here. A few wispy white clouds in the sky, but mostly it's just beautiful and blue. And the field that has been corn for so long has been turned back to pasture and is pretty fucking nice. It's so nice to be in it. Poppy's running around and sniffing hedgerows and wagging her tail. You're happy, Pops, aren't you? Yeah? Do you want a treat? She's so well trained. I mean, I did a good job when I used to walk her, but Claude's been doing an awesome job. There you go, darling. Good girl. Let's go. So, yeah. I'm out, aren't I? So I've covered that bit. I don't plan to set a huge challenge for myself. There's a field here. I'll continue to walk in circles around it, I guess, rather than going off and doing a long walk away from the house. One of the things that therapy has involved over the past 12 months, apart from the sort of psychoanalysis side, and there's been all sorts of elements to it, but some of it quite shocking. Some of of it quite painful and some of it quite helpful. All of it blatantly couldn't have come too soon. It was a bad time. I got real help because psychiatry is limited. It gives you pills, but unless you realise there's darker or deeper rooted problems that you have, pills ain't going to help. They're just going to kind of numb you up, and they don't help you address the reasons your mind works the way it works and has done what it's done in terms of shutting down. So, we're out. We're in a field and the sun's on us and it's really beautiful. And I'm looking at the cottage, which, without wishing to seem too melodramatic about it, has been both my haven and my prison for well over 12 months. Looking at it from here, you wouldn't think it could be a prison. It's an idyllic little modest country cottage on its own with no houses nearby. But that in itself has been a blessing and a curse, in that it's all too easy to hide away and let the world go by. Waking only for Claude's return home at 6-7 o'clock in the evening. And then spending 3 or 4 hours awake with Claude. And then pretty much waiting, when that's over, going back into the little cell of protection that is my room, my office. I can't decide whether to do this as a what's happened since I last audio booed and update my diary kind of fashion, or whether to talk about some thoughts that I had today. I guess I'll just not think about what I'm going to say. It's never been important when I've been audioing to be particularly structured. In fact, what is important is to not check my mind and to just free flow with thought to word. I used to find it slightly confusing why I found audio being therapeutic all those months ago. I think that now, having been entirely isolated, one small reason could be just, regardless of whether anyone's actually listening, and possibly, in spite of that, in fact, you know, possibly it's more comfort to me to think that nobody's listening, but at least I'm kind of embracing my vulnerability and putting it out there instead of hiding it away and feeling ashamed. Putting it out there for no one in particular to listen to, except that I know I've said it out loud and I'm facing it. And like I say, embracing it almost. I think that's what's important. It might seem like it's speaking to the ether, but it's speaking to a recorded ether that I can refer back to in the future for some understanding. And it's one step towards a more socialized me that I hadn't taken for many months. So it might be socializing with no response, as in no two-way dialogue, but you know, one thing I've learned in therapy is that small tiny steps are all I'm allowed to take, and that one of the many things that have been a subject in therapy has been achievement psychosis, a kind of inbred through growing up desire or perception that you only have worth if you're achieving something, which has proved a destructive mindset to me, and my daily goal is more about not setting achievement-based goals. The achievements I have are based around being nice to myself. Kind of every half an hour that I manage to do that is an achievement. Not judging my worth on challenges or tasks or all of those things, but just striving to feel happiness and being mindful, living in the moment kind of thoughts. Can I appreciate the grass I'm walking through at the minute and the sun that's beating down? Yes, I can, you know, and that's definitely an achievement, because for many, many months I'd look outside at a beautiful sunrise and feel nothing. Or I'd smell new flowers and barely notice them. You just live in a very flat emotional world when you're in that state. You kind of feel grateful if you're not feeling desperately depressed. And like you've really no point in existing. So where I am now is probably no further advanced than I was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, possibly even less functionally healthy. But what's important for me to realise is that that functionally healthy state hid a multitude of deeper rooted problems stemming from 8-year-old me onwards. And whilst I may feel around the same level of stability or well-being as I did 3 years ago, 2 years ago, whenever we first moved here, 3 years ago, it must be soon, I have a far deeper understanding of my psyche and my mind and my thought patterns and me as a person, an understanding of myself than I ever did. It has been a bit of a break them down to build them up kind of period, certainly not over, but as I approach the first lap of the field and the cottage is coming up on my left, I have to say, however much random gibberish this is, and I think that's the last time I'll complain for gibbering, because it's, as I say, this isn't for anyone else's benefit, this is for my benefit, to distract my mind and just to kind of keep a focus on something other than the anxieties that, frankly, having done one lap of the field and nothing happening to me and not having to say hello to any strangers, are clearly not something that have to be prevalent when I walk in a field with my dog. So it's quite glorious. Oh, she's rolling, look. That's not good. Come here. Come here. She's just rolled in poo, but another thing I have to get used to is that that will happen occasionally. No, it wasn't poo, was it? It was dead stuff. There's no mud on her. So there's someone coming across the path. I'm just going to turn the other way. Let's do a lap this way now, props. Not because I'm feeling anxious about them, but because one of my, you know,